I'm Gene Randall. Turkey warns that its military is ready for a long-anticipated incursion into Syria to take out Kurdish forces Ankara sees as terrorists. The same forces are tied to the successful effort to eliminate the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's communications director said the Turkish military, together with the Free Syrian Army, will cross the Syrian border shortly, and a large convoy of buses carrying Free Syrian Army troops arrived at the Turkish border town of Al-Kakali early today. Meanwhile, the Kurds are doing what they can to prepare for an onslaught. All of this after the White House announced that U.S. troops will pull out of northern Syria. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has a report.
Kurdish allies, who were told the U.S. would be around to prevent Turkey from attacking, feel lied to.
The United States, as always, has betrayed us and sold us once again.
Kurdish forces have dismantled defenses in the north due to American assurances of protection. Locals now worry they'll suffer the same fate as other Syrians did in previous Turkish offensives.
People were killed, women were abducted, and a lot of people fled their homes. Turkey acted inhumanely there, and we fear that it will do the same here.
Democrats and Republicans have criticized the move. Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted, "By abandoning the Kurds, we have sent the most dangerous signal possible. America is an unreliable ally." Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
In Hong Kong today, several hundred masked pro-democracy protesters chanting for revolution gathered at the city's high court for the appeal hearing of a well-known activist, Edward Leung. In 2018, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison after a violent night-long clash with police over Beijing's decision to restrict elections in its semi-autonomous territory. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno and his government have been forced out of Quito to the southern city of Guayaquil. Moreno ordered an overnight curfew after demonstrators stormed a government building in Quito on Tuesday, and police used tear gas to chase them off. Indigenous groups are leading the protests, calling on Moreno to reverse an austerity measure they say will deepen economic inequality. Here's Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy with a report.
Moreno has said the measure was necessary to rein in an immense fiscal deficit, inherited from his leftist predecessor, who he accuses of seeking a coup with the help of Venezuela's President Maduro, a claim they both deny. Protesters here are demanding Moreno step down, saying they're urgently seeking a new president. Moreno responded Tuesday night, saying under no circumstance will he resign for making what he called the right decisions for the country. The cuts are part of a multi-billion dollar loan deal with the International Monetary Fund. And the government has said it's open to mediation from the United Nations or the Catholic Church to quell the worst unrest the country has seen in years.
That was Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry is being shared by three men credited with revolutionizing people's lives with their work on lithium-ion batteries. The winners are John Goodenough, M. Stanley Whittington, and Akira Yoshino. The Nobel Prize in Physics has also been split three ways. Two of the winners are Swiss, the other a Canadian-American. We get a report from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
The morning started badly for Swiss astronomer Didier Queloz of the University of Geneva.
I got a problem with my bike, and yesterday I hold a flat tire. It's just amazing what's going on today.
Things changed fast. He got a phone call telling him he won the Nobel Prize in Physics.
That was a shock, frankly. I was not expecting that at all this morning.
He shares the prize with another Swiss scientist, Michel Mayor.
We found the first planet orbiting a star. And for plenty of reason, that was a kind of an event.
And Canadian-American James Peebles of Princeton also shares the Nobel for his work exploring the evolution of the universe. Taken together, the work of these three men will allow us to address one of the most exciting questions in science, says a Harvard expert. Are we alone? I'm Rita Foley.
The United States is imposing visa restrictions on the Chinese government and Communist Party officials for their alleged mistreatment of Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. Those who are on the list will be forbidden from buying various high-tech parts and components from U.S. companies without Washington's permission. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.